Good morning po sa lahat. Again, I'm Jovan Biliote and I serve as one of the music director dito sa church at the same time as an elder of this church. And sa umagang ito, we will continue ang ating series, Summer in the Psalm. So nandito na po tayo ngayon sa Book 3, kung saan yung Book 3 ay matatagpuan starting from chapter 73 down to chapter 90, kung saan isinulat po ito ni Asaph at ni Korah. Yung Psalm 73 and 83 and Psalms 50, ito yung mga kata or mga songs na ginawa or kinumpose ni Asaph itself according sa Hebrew Bible. And if I'm going to give you yung context or surrounding context ng Book 3, as you notice, Book 3, sa kalagitnaan siya. In the Book of Psalms, we have like 5 books. Ano? So, tapos na po tayo sa Book 1, 2, and 2. Ngayon, we will talk about 3, and then 4 and 5 in the coming weeks. So, yung surrounding books of Book 3, ang second book of Psalms consists ng chapter 42 to 72, kung saan nagpapakita na si Yahweh goes before His people. He's protecting His people from their enemies and helping them. Ito yung mga certain theme na makikita natin. And sa Book 4 naman, we will see that Book 4 answers yung mga certain theme or mga questions from Book 1 to 3. Right? Ito yung nagpapakita that the message that God is King. It portrays yung Messiah's triumph and kingship. And then, sa Book 5, these are mostly Psalms of Praise or mga Hallel Psalms na, na alam natin. Now, sa Book 3, this is where we're gonna focus. And we will look at yung kalagitnaan ng passage from verses 7 to 15, kung saan matutunghayan natin what is this psalm is all about, right? If I would say yung chapter 77, verse 7 to 10, it consists about yung mga questions. Questions ni Asaph. And then later on, 11 to 15, it's talking about yung how did he find answers sa kanyang mga questions, right? So, our passage today, I'm so excited to share with you all today. It excites me because this is the time that we're gonna witness ang faithfulness ng ating Panginoon. That God is so faithful that His people, that from generation to generation, continue to trust Him because of His wondrous deeds na ginawa niya. Even yung si Asaph, right? Through songs, isinulat niya po yung kanyang mga lament sa Psalm 77. And kung saan mo we-witness natin yung sovereign work ng ating Panginoon. Through His mighty arms, God wills to deliver His people from slavery and promise them to be with them at all times. God wants His people to grow sa kanilang relationship into a holy God and to make known yung kanyang unparalleled characteristics to His chosen race. So I'm so excited to unpack this with you. So why don't you pray with me one more time before we start. Oh Lord, You are good and Your mercies endure forever. We praise You, O Father, because of Your steadfast love from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Panginoon, we consider our unbrokenness, unworthiness, our own weakness, and we surrender, we lay it all to You. We cast all our burdens to You. Tulungan niyo po kami, Panginoon, and guard our hearts as we receive Your word today. We ask, O Lord, that You protect our hearts from the sin of familiarity. No matter how we understand it, we are familiar with it, I pray, Panginoon, na hindi lang po ito manatili sa aming mga isipan. But enable us, O Lord, na paglabas namin dito sa room na ito, we will be transformed by Your word. We believe in Your word because it's infallible, it's inerrant, it's saving for us, O Lord. This is the word that You have caused us to see who You are and enable us to grow sa Iyong salita. So tulungan niyo po kami, Panginoon. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Have you heard the term about nocturnal awakening? Nocturnal awakening. Alam ba natin ito? Or is it our first time narinig ito? Or it could be that, ito pala yung sabihin, ibig sabihin nito. I know kung ano ito, pero ito pala yung tawag dito. Nocturnal awakening. When you say nocturnal awakening, it portrays to someone who felt a sudden awakening. No? Sa buong gabi. And specifically, gumigising ang tao na to somewhere around 3 a.m. early morning. I have a similar experience a couple of weeks or months ago regarding this. And there are causes. There are the various causes why ito nangyayari sa tingin ko. Right? It happens because of various reasons. Una, it could be that I remember something during the day, no? And sa tuwing magigising po ako, I take this as an opportunity for me to pray. Right? And kadalasan, pag nagigising ako sa madaling araw, I would go sa living room, sa sala, upo, read my Bible, at sometimes may mga words or melodies ng isang kanta ako naalala. And from there, I will write it down so that hindi ko siya makalimutan. Minsan nire-record ko siya sa phone ko. Ano? But most of the time, when I feel awake up during the night, I use it as a time of reflection and meditation from God's Word. Very, very important sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano to reflect, no? Not only on himself, but to reflect about God. And especially sa mga naririnig natin dito every week, we have been fed by God's Word through our singing. And we want to reflect on that. We just don't want to fill our minds with different understanding, with various understanding, but we wanted to let it flow, let it out sa ating mga buhay. How about you? Do you experience yung same nocturnal awakening that causes you to wake up in the middle of the night? So, hindi lang siyang waking up in the middle of the night kasi nabulabog ka, natutulog ka, malakas yung hilik ng partner mo, or whatever. No, hindi ganun. It's a sudden awakening lang. So, ang connection nito sa passage natin, this is a kind of experience na hindi po bago, ano? We might not be that person na experience it, or maybe yung mga kakilala natin. But for others, it is a common for an individual to encounter a sudden awakening, like si Asaph, who was also awakened in the middle of the night. He cannot sleep because of the troubles that he remembered. So, ang prayer ko today, hopefully that we will see, no, paano ginagamit ng Panginoon yung mga circumstances na to to enable a believer to rely and deepen his relationship sa Panginoon as he meditates on the wondrous work of God sa kanyang chosen people. So mahalaga po ang pagbulay-bulayan natin sa salita ng Panginoon. Dahil isa po ito sa daan upang tayo ay lumago sa ating pananampalataya at sa ating relasyon sa ating Panginoon. So I would like to share to you yung main idea ng ating passage for today. And as well as yung mga subheadings dito. So yung main idea natin for this passage is this. How do you know that you are growing in your relationship with God when you fully trust His promises and rest in His character? So I put it in a question and answer form. How do you know that you are growing in your relationship with God when you fully trust His promises and rest in His character? I've divided this passage into two, kung saan verses 7 and 9, makikita natin dito that this is, it talks to us about the psalmist's desperation, right? Psalmist's desperation. And second naman, from verses 10 to 15, this is the psalmist's determination. Ang sermon title ng ating passage for today is Defeating Despair. So before I do that, before we read yung passage, I would like you to look at in your Bibles, may nakasulat dyan, certain phrase above yung first verse na sinasabi, to the choir master, according to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. We need to know really briefly kung sino ang sumulat nito. And there's no other than si Asaph. This is a psalm of Asaph, right? He was, sino si Asaph? Who is Asaph? Asaph. He was one of David's chief music leaders. So during the time, there are three chief musicians sa temple. Si Asaph, si Korah, at saka si Jeduthun. Sila yung mga master musician that time. And along with that, may tinatawag silang sons of Asaph, some of Korah, and so on. Right? Ang role ni Asaph ay tugtugin yung bronze cymbal. He ministered before the Ark of God sa First Chronicles chapter 16. He wrote a lot of psalms. In fact, he wrote like 12 psalms in total, right? Yung Psalm 49, Psalm 50, Psalm 73 to 83. Kung saan kinakanta ito ng mga temple singers when they gathered sa time ni Ezra. Ang mga sons of Asaph, sila yung mga appointed. They have been appointed with various duty when they are gathering on the temple, right? So his descendants helped dictate the new temple. So Ezra chapter 3 verse 10, and then the wall of Nehemiah, and the wall sa Nehemiah chapter 12, 35 to 36. So bakit isinulat po ito ni Asaph, no? So prior to Psalm 77, kung makikita natin in Psalm 73, you can look at it, Asaph wrote a psalm to confess yung kanyang bitterness at yung kanyang envy to the wicked people. Seeing that the prosperity of this wicked people brought him discontent sa Panginoon. It nearly caused him to lose trust sa kay Yahweh. And almost the same struggle na pinakita niya sa atin yung sinulat niya yung Psalms 77. He didn't dwell in his troubles, but after carefully considering God and His eternal truth, it led him to a stronger faith. So now, he brought his concerns to the Lord. From verse 1 to verse 2. So let's read yung verses 1 to 4. I will read it here. I cry aloud to God. Aloud to God and He will hear me. Oh, sorry. Will the Lord, verse 7, will the Lord spurn forever and never be favorable? Has His steadfast love forever ceased? Are His promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He, in anger, shut up His compassions? Selah. So in these verses, we can witness that si Asaph presents his concern to God. Sa verses na binasa natin. His cry of desperation brought him to doubt God's presence in times of distress. He felt overwhelmed sa kanyang mga naalala. He felt perplexed. Could it be that have I been abandoned and forgotten by God? Ito yung mga questions shows the very root ng kanyang pagka-dismaya. Sabi niya, will the Lord spurn forever and never be again favorable? In other words, for spurn is the word reject, right? Will the Lord reject me forever? Sa Hebrew word, yung word na reject, this is the verb here, the main verb na tinatawag na zanak. And every time they use this certain word, it pertains to that you are being rejected. For example, sa context ito, when God's people feel abandoned because they kindled or they angered God. So, ginagamit nila yung word na ito. This is very common sa Psalm 60. Ginamit itong word na zanak or reject or spurn. Ang sabi niya sa Psalm 60 verse 1, O God, You have rejected us, broken our defenses. You have been angry. Oh, restore us. Psalms 88 verse 14, O Lord, why do You cast my soul away? Why do You hide Your face from me? So the same thing, sa Psalm 77, Asaph used the words anak to express yung kanyang emotion and kanyang thoughts. Because he might be that he kindled God's anger when he became envious and he became bitter sa mga wicked people noon. Sabi niya sa verse 8, has his steadfast love forever ceased? Are his promises at end for all time? So here's an example that you can observe sa Hebrew poetry. You know? They use the word parallelism sa kanilang mga every line. You will see it's a different words na ginamit, but the thoughts are mostly the same. Like yung paggamit niya ng word na forever. In other translations sa NSAB or sa New American Standard Bible, they use the word time. Right? These words that communicate the yung duration ng time or period or for the coming future ages. Right? And they use the word forever to describe that time. And also yung word cease is always equivalent to the word end. No? They have the same idea that communicates that God has steadfast love has come to an end. And verse 9, has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he anger shut up his compassion, Selah? So at this point, Asaph was questioning, has God forgotten to be merciful sa akin? The psalmist is starting to believe this. Unti-unting gumagapang sa kanyang puso yung pag-doubt sa Panginoon. Or to say this in another word, is God restraining his tender love toward him or toward me? These questions are no doubt negative. These are some common questions tayong mga Kristiyano encounter whenever we are in a depressed state. So, question. Given the negative question that Asaph asked God, how does this question shapes our theology about God's faithfulness, trustworthiness, and sovereignty? So here are some of the promises from scriptures about how God's remained faithful sa kanyang people, even in the time of desperation. So maybe you can ask the same question. Will the Lord forsake me? Answer is, no. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or dismay. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Isaiah 42:16, and I will lead the blind in the way that they do not know, in paths that they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do. I do not forsake them. Or maybe you can ask the next question. Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Are his promises come at the end for all time? No. God's steadfast love abides with his people even in the most certain times. His people are encouraged instead to trust on his promises. His steadfast love did not cease, for the Lord is faithful to fulfill his promises according sa kanyang sovereign will. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Psalms 46:1, ang binasa natin sa call to worship. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is present help, meaning he is in the midst of the situation that we are facing. It can be tempting or feel that namalayo ang Panginoon minsan in our darkest moment, especially when we are facing a lot of variety of troubles. But no, according to scriptures, no. His steadfast love did not cease. His promises did not come to an end. Verse 9. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger shut up His compassion? Anong sagot? Obviously, no. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 to 7. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. Hindi po nature ng Panginoon natin. No, to forget His own promises. He didn't cease to be gracious. Psalms 86, verse 15. But You, O Lord, are God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. So now we have witnessed how scriptures address this and clarifies it para sa atin. The scriptures encourage us that God is not distant nor unaware of our own struggles and challenges ng ating buhay. He is in control with every detail ng ating buhay. But Asaph was left in despair. He struggled and almost fallen into temptation to believe that God has forgotten him. That he felt abandoned during the darkest moment na kanyang buhay. These troubles left him sleepless, unable to rest because of his concerns about tomorrow. It caused him too much despair. How about you today? What causes you to stay awake at night and left you sleepless during the past few weeks or months? What troubles did you face recently that caused you to question God? Could it be a work deadline? Hindi ka nakakatulog ng maayos because you have to submit this and that. Kailangan tapusin. Even to the point that you don't have time for your family anymore. Kailangan tapusin. Is it a serious health issue? Nakatanggap ba tayo recently a medical result that is very unfavorable? And it costs you to stay awake at night? Is it a job loss? Nakareceive ka na ba ng termination letter from your employer? Knowing hanggang end of the month ka na lang, we cannot support you. And this burdens you. It troubles you. These are the realities po ng life natin dito sa Dubai. I think most of us experience that, except hindi pa kayo nagtatrabaho. Is it receiving a police warrant? Yung mga legal laws of the land na binayolate natin? Has this caused you sleepless night? Hindi tayo makatulog? You don't know ano yung mga next step? Who will take care of my family? Maybe that's one reason that we can consider. Or hindi tayo makatulog because we are convicted from the past sin that we have committed. Are these some of the reasons? Does this sound familiar sa atin? In facing these troubles, you may be asking God the same question. Will the Lord forsake me? Has His steadfast love ceased? Has His promises at end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger shut up His compassion? Let me assure you for the very last time that the answer is no. Psalms 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is a present help that aware ang Panginoon sa nangyayari sa buhay natin. He is not far away, even though we are struggling sa ating current situation. No? He is always there. God is close to the weak and broken-hearted. Psalms 34:18. So here's a reminder for all of us today. Whatever troubles or circumstances, whether you personally experience it or a loved one experience it, I know it's devastating. And I feel sorry that you have to face these trials. But be reminded, mga kapatid, that you should not be passive and not do anything in facing these troubles, no? Because it may be that God is using this to strengthen our faith in Him. And maybe He's teaching you to fully trust in Him. God knows your struggle. And He is sovereign in your own troubles. So to recap, ang main idea natin, how do you know that you are growing in your relationship with God? When you fully trust His promises and rest in His character. So in response, I want you to do this. I want you to pray. Pray, pray, and pray that you will continue to fight the good fight of faith and place your hope in God alone. Remember this, in our present time, God has also provided a means of practical help para sa atin. All right? Yes, God's word is sufficient, but know this. God has reconciled you to Himself and He also reconciled you to one another. So gamitin natin ang time natin as what our covenant says, right? To walk alongside with others, right? We rejoice for those who rejoice. We weep for those who weep. This is one of the benefits if you are a member of a local church. So you are surrounded by God's people, right? And you can share your burdens to one another. Talk to us, any one of us, your elders, if you haven't shared yung mga recent struggle nito. We cannot guarantee that we can answer your question, but definitely we can pray for you. That's the only thing we can do. Right? This is one way we can help ease up yung ating mga burden. So, we believe in a trustworthy God and loves and cares for His people. And He always remains faithful even in time of desperation. Ito yung nagbibigay sa kay Asaph ng hope and confidence when he remembers God's wondrous deeds and God's character. Kumbaga, ito na yung sagot yung sa kanyang desperation. He is so determined, right? There's no other reason that gives him confidence except sa sinabi niya dito sa verses 10 to 15. So let's go now sa next point natin, the psalmist's determination. Amidst the trouble and desperation that the psalmist felt, now Asaph contemplated back from the time when God protected and strengthened his people. He now presents the answer, how he is able to defeat despair. Right, so Asaph decided to recall God's miracle performed by His right hand. Ang sabi niya sa verses 10 to 12, then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your words of old. I will ponder all your works and meditate on your mighty deeds. This is what I've told us earlier. That's why meditation and reflection on God's word to inform our thoughts and emotion is very crucial sa atin. No matter how we are busy in our daily mundane of life, I have to slow down, contemplate, meditate. No? Because for us, Christians, I don't think we have other options, no? Na makaisa ating mga trouble sa sarili. So, looking at these verses, of verses 7 to 15, the way we study the Bible, we look at repeated words and ideas, no? So you notice of verses 7 to 15, ano yung mga word na paulit-ulit na sinasabi dyan? This is what we do in our community study, right? Repeated words. The most common one, maraming repetition, is the word God, right? Five times mentioned dito sa 7 to 15. And I will, four times sinabi niya. Remember, there are two times sa sinabi. Works, two times. Deeds, two times. Wonders, two times. People or peoples, two times. Your, five times. And you, three times. So what is the point yung mga repeated words and phrases na to? The purpose is to put emphasis. Repetition creates emphasis. This is one way that we could know yung thought ng isang author by putting his idea ng mga paulit-ulit, paggamit ng mga paulit-ulit na sagot. So this is one of the easiest strategies, ika nga, that the text has for showing us kung ano yung mga importanteng bagay. Right? Therefore, in this passage, we observe that yung solution sa trouble ni Asaph is what? Did he run to his friends? Gumawa ba siya ulit ng bagong kanta? Right? No, he didn't. The passage, what we observe, yung solution sa kanyang desperation is when he remembered, and meditated, and considered what God has done in the past. Asaph did not refer sa mga any self-help books, no? Or mga motivational talk. He did not apply sa mga principles ng believe in yourself, right? Or positive thinking or skills or abilities. But rather, he solely directed yung kanyang mind from his present troubles and cling to God's past mighty deeds. That by fully trusting God, he found his strength renewed in the midst of trouble. So what is the solution in defeating despair? For Asaph, this is one of the solutions. How can a person overcome the trials and troubles in his life? The solution is to remember, to meditate, and consider the wondrous deeds of God in the past. And also, by acknowledging yung character ng ating Panginoon, right? His confidence, like si Asaph, his confidence and his boldness grew when he declared the greatness of God. He mentioned it sa verses 13 to 15. This is another way for us to battle ang ating mga troubles and anxieties by resting in God's character. Verse 13 to 15, your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. You, with your arm, redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. So, in these verses, we will witness kung paano pinakita ni Asaph yung nature na meron ang ating Panginoon. What kind of character that our God has. So, in studying the Bible, in order for us not to be misled sa theme na pinag-uusapan natin, but we always go to and highlight ang gawain ng tao. No. Ang gawain ng Panginoon. Right? How God highlights His character. This is always helpful and comforting sa atin when we navigate leading or finding yung point ng message or the gospel itself. But before we connect some of the fulfillments found in the gospel, let's look at yung point ng verse 13 and 15 muna. So, sabi niya sa verse 13, your way, O God, is holy. What great is great like our God? So, now, with mounting confidence, si Asaph acknowledged yung past miracles ng Panginoon that he declared God, one of his character, that God is holy. With a burst of boldness, now he declared the greatness of God. Sabi niya, your ways, O God, are holy. Meaning that God is absolutely perfect, morally pure, without the slightest hint of error sa kanyang mga decision and his ways toward mankind. What God is so great, our God? It implies that the answer is no. No one, walang pwedeng makapagtapat sa kayang gawin ng Panginoon. Not even mga false god, by the way, makapag-compare sa Kanya. There's no other gods beside our God. God alone is transcendent, far above His creation, upright in all His ways. That's the point of verse 13. How about to verse 14? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. Sabi niya, you are the God who performs miracles, unleashing your power among the peoples. What? This is what God purposes to do. He accomplishes it, kahit ano man yan, with His unlimited power. Verse 15, you with your arm redeem your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. So, it shows us that you are the God who performs miracles, unleashing your power among the peoples. What God purposes to do, He will accomplish it with unlimited power. With your mighty arm and with your mighty arm, you redeem your people. Redeemed is a synonym for the word delivered or to be rescued. It means that God delivered His people in the past from the bondage of their oppressors. That's why He mentioned ang time, during the time of Moses, kung saan this was the first exile, no? Na nangyari sa Egypt. Israel has been bondage sa Egypt during that time, and God has a plan for His people. And what did He do? He delivered them from the slavery of Egypt. He is even the God who performed miracles, right? When Pharaoh is catching up with them, nung pina-escape sila ni Pharaoh, and then nagbago yung isip ni Pharaoh, pinadakip sila ulit, pinuli, there's nothing to go. They're just facing that Red Sea. So ang ginawa ng Panginoon, He performed His miraculous deeds. He parted the Red Sea so that makadaan ang kanyang people for them to be saved. These are some of the stories that na-witness and naalala ni Aesop. Even the time ni Joseph at Jacob, God knows that there will be a great famine na mangyayari. And He called out Joseph among His brothers to settle sa Egypt so that he can save, he can gather and provide food and means of shelter and food sa mga Israelites. So that's it. Our God, one of His characters, He is our Redeemer. He delivered His people from the bondage of their oppressors. So thus the psalmist can expect God. So sabi niya, alam ko to, Panginoon, na kaya mo itong gawin sa aking buhay. What God had done in the past, He is able to do it again in the present. Now, I have mentioned one of the characters of God in verse 15. And that is worth noting. His character, that He is holy. No? The way that God manifested His love and wondrous things throughout generation is when He first redeemed His people. Right? You, with your arm, redeem your people. Even in our passage, we have witnessed when Asaph cried aloud to God. God provided him an answer, right? Even though he does not feel God's presence before, he knows that God will hear him. Because ito yung nature ng Panginoon natin. Who is God when we look at the gospel message? God is a holy and great God, according sa passage natin. He is all-powerful. He loves and cares for those who are weak and helpless. He listens to the cries of the chosen one, who the will of the Father, He delights in them. He never leaves them nor forsake them. This is for those profess relationship or faith sa Panginoon. How about the sinner? There's no guarantee. Not for the sinner. God does not answer or even listens to the cry of the sinners who does not do anything about their sins. There's more to that later. And who is man? Man is a born sinner. For man violated God's command in the way we lie and the way we live our lives. We fail to trust God fully. We become consumed, controlled by troubles na nangyayari sa atin, rather knowing that God is in control of everything. Madaling sabihin, mahirap gawin. We become anxious in everything. We worry about life, what we will eat, or what we drink, or what we wear. We worry about our finances, place to live, place to settle. Ngayon, mahal na yung renta ngayon sa Dubai. Hindi ako makatulog. Paano ngayon, saan kami titira? Ganyan, ganito. We become worried. We do worry. We become anxious and we become restless when we don't get the things that we want from God. Therefore, even though the Bible says, do not be anxious, yet still we do. And this is where we fall short and sin against the Holy God. Don't assume that God will listen to you if you don't do anything about your sins. They said the worst thing that could happen, lahat sa atin, the worst thing could happen to any one of us if God become silent and decide not to deliver anyone from their troubles. He did this even to his beloved son. There was a man who faced a great despair and trouble during yung life niya dito sa earth. His friends abandoned him. One of his disciples betrayed him. He was to be delivered from the hands of the wicked man to suffer. Although this man had committed no sin, he is the only man who ever walked on this earth. But he will be punished and he will be sentenced to die. Back in the garden, he prayed and said, my soul is very sorrowful even to death. So what did he do? He prayed. And when he prayed, he said, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. But he found no answer from his Father. And when he was arrested, beaten, suffered a severe punishment, unjustly prosecuted, and hanged on the cross. And on the cross, he even cried aloud, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yet God remained silent. He cried out again for the very last time. With a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. Jesus is the Son of God who suffered and died for you and me. Two reasons why ginawa ito sa atin ng Panginoon. Why Jesus died on the Roman cross. Una, Jesus died to bring us near to God. Second, Jesus died on the cross to reveal God's character. Jesus died to bring us near to God. Because sabi sa 1 Peter 3:18, Christ died for our sins once for all. The righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. There's no other way for us to be saved, mga kapatid, unless you place your full trust sa kay Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross. So that when Christ died for us, yung kanyang blood na dumaloy sa kanyang katawan, the spotless Lamb of God, ito yung kapamaraanan kung saan tayo hugasan sa ating mga kasalanan. And that's why that we can come before the holy presence of God. The blood of Christ covers our unrighteousness and cleanse us from all sin. Second, Jesus died on the cross to reveal God's character. Romans 5:8 and Romans 8:32 explains it. Binasa ito earlier ni Brother Paeng. God demonstrated His own love for us. In this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ's death puts beyond all doubt the fact that God loves us. It gives us an assurance ngayon that no matter what we face, trouble in this world, we can trust that He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. And He will also graciously give us all things. Romans 8:32. He died, but Jesus did not remain dead. For He rose after 3 days. This proves that He removed the curse of eternal death and won the victory by overcoming sin and death. So why is God remain silent when His Son cries out to Him? It is His sovereign will. It is to fulfill the redemptive plan to redeem a broken and perishing people to be safe and to be brought forth in the kingdom. Jesus Christ did die. Jesus Christ died to bring us back to God and to reveal God's character of love to us. And now, where is He? He is reigning beside the Father. That's why when Jesus Christ died, God highly exalted Him. He obeyed His Father's command without any doubt. So, praise be to God sa Kanyang work of grace ating buhay. So here's our response. My fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, I urge you to bring your troubles to God and fully trust His will for your life. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Friends who are not yet in Christ, hear these words from John 9:31. We know that God does not listen to sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does His will, God listens to him. So if you're not yet a Christian, don't assume that you are okay. Instead, this is a privilege for you to grow your relationship na makilala ang Panginoon. This is a privilege for you to come before the Lord today. If you confess your sin, He is faithful and just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So, what if you become a Christian? If you're an unbeliever becoming a believer because of the work of the Holy Spirit, then praise God. But it doesn't guarantee na magiging madali yung buhay natin. It won't. The moment you become a Christian, not everything will be perfect. No, I don't think so. Everything will not be perfect yet because we're still living in a futile world. Remember what Christ has promised us at John 16:33. Jesus said, in this world, there will be trouble. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So, we will still face trouble. We will still face suffering. We will still face anxiety. But now we have hope because we have Jesus Christ. We have God's word, and He placed us together with His people. So it seems, and I believe, the number one contributing factor dito that hinders our faith to fully trust on God is no other than anxiety. Right? So, how can we overcome anxiety? Let me share a few insights with you. May nabasa akong book entitled Overcoming Anxiety, Relief for Worried people. Isinulat po ito ni David Paulison, isa siyang teacher, at the same time, counselor. Siya yung isang executive director ng Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation. So sabi niya, anxiety affects everyone. No one escapes it. We live in a worrisome world. We feel anxious sometimes. And God made you like that. God made you, and He knows all about your anxious thoughts. He knows all the troubles that you face. He knows that everyone experiences anxiety. So, anong ginawa ng Panginoon? God gave us His Word, the Bible, to remind us how we should deal with anxiety. The Bible is filled with many good and useful and truth to things that would help us in our struggle with worry and fear. My question is, would you want to live a life that is free from anxiety? Yes, maganda yan. But not for now. But not for now. It's not possible in this life. That's why we need wisdom and counsel from the Word of God and other faithful brothers and sisters here to identify yung and address yung issue na to. So how can we address yung issue na to? By looking at what is a healthy kind of anxiety and what is an unhealthy kind of anxiety. So here's an example of a healthy way of looking at anxiety. So anxiety is a God-given capacity for knowing that something bad is going on in your world, no? So this is anxiety in a positive way, not negative. For example, when you're driving, I think most of us are driving here. Imagine that you're driving, maganda ang takbo ng sasakyan, and all of a sudden, may red light na lumabas. Check engine. Right? Check engine light. So, when the check engine light goes on, you know kung ano yung problema. Right? Merong problema sa sasakyan mo. You know something is wrong. But do you know the actual trouble? We don't know yet. Unless you go to a mechanic at sabihin sa'yo, ito yung problema, ito yung specific trouble codes ng sasakyan mo. So, it's the same thing. It's same true of your anxiety. It is a warning that it gives you about your trouble in your world and about the trouble in your heart. If you don't feel intense concern from time to time, you are ignoring trouble. Try ninyo, patakbuhin sasakyan na may trouble codes. Ano mangyayari? It will get worse, right? So kailangan ma-fix. So what do? You run and call a mechanic. In this case, we run and call to God and bring our troubles sa Kanya. We have a lot of trouble in this world. It's easy to find reasons to be anxious. You and I have a good reason to be anxious. And here are some major contributing factor again. Some of the major worries na na-face natin from our day-to-day life. So see if you can identify your own worries. Una, we worry about death. Right? Death. Death is a fact of life. No matter how pleasant your life right now, nag-enjoy ka. But at the end, the bad news is waiting. Each of us will die. Everyone we love will die. Death is the very intense anxiety for everyone. Second, relationship. Relationship don't last, right? And if your relationship is not good with your wife or your brothers and sisters, it could also hinder anxiety for some, right? We value relationship, but they change. Right? Sometimes they break apart. A spouse dies, a marriage fails, children leaving home, friends drifted away or even turned their backs on you. It is also a huge source of anxiety. You have death, relationship. Third, money. We don't have enough money. Mafifulus. It brings us anxiety. Right? This contributes to our anxiety as well, because all of us worry about money. We cannot escape yung anxiety na to. Worrying about money are tied so many things. Sa security natin, sa identity natin, sa status natin. Each of us can be affected by how much money we have or don't have. And the list goes on and on. So we'll just focus on these three main contributing major worries na kinakaharap natin. A healthy way of looking at anxiety is a God-given capacity for knowing that something bad is going on in your world. But sometimes, we need to be aware, no? Because anxiety could also misfire or undergo failure. Anxiety is also part of the trouble. Especially, it creates a serious trouble when you let it control your own thoughts and emotions. Especially when you let it masters you. Like you know that everything in this world is controlled by God, but you would still be rather be controlled by your own anxiety. Right? You allow anxiety to control over you rather than resting in God's divine character. Because when Jesus says in Matthew 6:25, therefore, do not be anxious with your life. And still, we are anxious. Hindi ka agad-agad nawawala. Then, this kind of anxiety becomes sinful because you are disobeying God's command. Right? So, here's some few applications for us. How do you deal with your anxiety in both of these situations will reveal your heart. How do you respond when you don't get what you want, or when you get what you don't want? Are you full of fear and anxiety and worry? Do you have any trouble sleeping at night? Do you become obsessed of your problem? Friends, anxiety can be either a good or bad thing. It's positive because it serves as a warning, gaya ng sinabi natin. It alerts us to some troubles that might come. We should like be the psalmist, no? Presenting yung trouble niya sa Panginoon. We don't need to dwell in anxiety because we can always present and trust God of all our worries, that He will deliver us from these concerns. However, it's bad when we keep worrying, for it disobeys His commands and reveals our heart's issues of distrust sa Panginoon. Ang sabi ni John MacArthur, sa quote na to, when you or I worry, we are choosing to be mastered by our own circumstances instead of by the truth of God. Do you agree with that? When you or I worry, we are worried. We are choosing to be mastered by our circumstances instead of by the truth of God. So brothers and sisters, don't be despaired. God in His words gives you a better and imperishable reason for responding sa lahat ng troubles natin. You can learn to remember God instead of forgetting Him in times of trouble. God wants us to know Him intimately and trust Him so completely that our desire to fix our troubles will not longer consume us. And as we grow for our love for God, we will know how to respond rightly sa ating mga troubles. And lastly, the cure of antidote to anxiety is not only mental trick. Like, rehearse this Bible truth, say it over and over again and everything will be okay. Somewhat true, yes. But remember this, God is after a bigger game sa inyong buhay. You are His child, and He wants you to grow in a deeper relationship sa Kanya. He wants you to talk to Him in prayer. God's peace comes to us as our relationship with Him becomes deeper, more honest, and more intimate. So how do you know that you are growing in your relationship with God? When you fully trust His promises and rest in His character. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, we thank You and we praise You. Thank You that Your word reveal our hearts for today. I don't know ang mga concerns and troubles sa karamihan sa amin dito. But one thing, we know that You have given us Your word. So, Lord, would You help us to grow in knowing You, especially yung iba sa amin dito na wala pa sa inyo, Panginoon. Let them come to You and profess that Jesus Christ is the only Lord and Savior. Confess their sins and place their trust in You and they will be saved. Naway gamin nila ito, Panginoon, considering how helpless we are. At panatilihin niyo rin po kaming tapat sa inyong mga salita. At the same time, tapat sa pagmamahal sa bawat isa sa amin dito. Thank You for hearing our prayers. May these words at the meditation of our hearts will bring glory and honor to You alone. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.